What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Collective Entertainment Channel for another episode of the Collective Podcast. I'm your host, as usual, Devin Simmons. And today we have a very, very special pair of guests. We got TLM and Ray Mark. These are two brothers, actually, by blood. A real powerhouse, really. I mean, these guys have been putting in a lot of work with everything in music, beat making, engineering, rapping, but they're also shooting their own visuals. You know, they're doing it all. Just out of this world talented. So to get an opportunity to sit down with them was real dope. And yeah, this is it. TLM, Ray Mark, the interview. We out here, Collective Entertainment. Make sure you subscribe, like, share, all that. We'll see you. Enjoy the interview.
I think it was the first time I ever got to meet you, because I think I met you indirectly interviewing Suave.
Right.
Which that was a crazy night in itself, because it was like a last minute thing and everybody pulled up and I like got nervous because I was like, oh shit, like why are the people here?
Yeah. Right, right.
I was like, okay. So yeah. I didn't even get to even really dap you up or anything, but I met you at Ronnie's sweatshirt drop at Collected.
Right.
And that was November, and I think that was the last time I saw you, because you were like, I'm not on social media, I'm not doing anything too much because I'm working on my album.
Facts.
The album is out now, and here we are with TLM, and also Ray Mark.
Yeah.
Undisputed best brothers in this shit, because y'all, I mean, I didn't even know y'all were related until like a couple months ago.
Yeah, so, bro.
Really?
Nah, I had no idea. I thought it was just like relation and blood, like being friends and all that shit. So I guess my first question before we get into everything, TLM and you, what has that been like, you know, doing all of this mutually together? Because I think y'all's process keeps it very family ties, and that like y'all move together, y'all do everything together, visuals together, music together. How when did y'all feel like y'all started that relationship, or like really building it through music?
Really, it's been since day one, because you know, when you with your brother, it's just you automatically got a best friend, you know. That's your nigga. So it's like, since like we was kids, he always wanted to be a rapper. Me, I was more so like just kind of into basketball, I guess, growing up. But I've always done music because my father's a drummer.
Oh, right? Okay.
So he played for guys like Speech, Arrested Development, and did some tracks with them. And he's heavy in the music scene, know a lot of guys around the town and stuff like that. So even coming up, when I was a young guy, I was about, man, not even about five, he had a TR-808 kit, and I would just make like two bar loops on there.
Yeah.
So I always fucked with music like heavy. You see what I'm saying? So it's always been in my blood. Like even in church, like growing up, they had me on the drum set playing, singing in the choir, like all types of shit. So it's like it's in our blood. Like my mom, she sang at the Apollo, bro. Like my, you know what I'm saying? So it's
blood line.
It's like really there. So. Since I figure about like 2006, when I was heavy into like Pharrell and Ice Cream, like who was it? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Basically, I wanted to start a group, which we did. We started a movement about with nine guys. You know, in middle school, you do your little cool ass shit with your friends and shit. Yeah. So that's where it started. But it just chopped down to me, my brother, and my other, my middle brother, Tariq. He passed away, though. So RIP Ty Digital.
RIP.
You know what I mean? It really came down to that. And we had our own group. We was working. And from sixth grade to about ninth grade, that's when we was running with our friends. And then it kind of just got lower until about 2012, when I about graduated, to like 2014, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, where it just became me and my three brothers. I mean, my two brothers. And then Tariq passed away. So it's just been us two.
I think like as when in the beginning, where like as brothers, like when we first got the MPC, that was our first like thing we was working on. Even though we had like the TR-808, like as like real young, like 5 years old and shit that. When we got the machine, it kind of like made it.
You mean the MPC?
The MPC. The fucking it made it easier to be like as brothers, like, oh, he's got the MPC. Now we all can just, you know, work on it as brothers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was something fun to do. It's like anything, like playing a game or, you know, playing basketball together type shit. Just like brother shit.
Well, for me, it was always, I always had that vision in my head, you know what I mean? I remember I, when I, like, I go back to the TR-808, my older brother, Richard, shout out to Zeno, he's a rapper. He really put me on all this shit. I mean, like, growing up, riding around in his Tahoe when he moved down here, he's from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. We used to stay going to Cumberland Mall. He put me on how to count money, get money. He showed me about using Monopoly. And I say that just to say, like, he helped me write my first rap in second grade. So this shit is blood. Like, it's been in my...
It's deep.
It's deep, bro. It's, like, so many stories I could go into. So it's always been there. But to... My point is, to get to your the question you asked, when we really started doing this shit is probably, like, around ninth grade. Like, so that's 2009.
Okay.
And we started going at it from there, bro.
Damn.
Chasing a dream.
That's dope. Because I'm sure I asked it purely because I followed y'all that day in November. And from then, I've seen how much y'all work together. Right. And I was like, that's got to be, like, the easiest collaborative process ever when you have someone that you can naturally trust that easy. And then, you know, the product is a result of it. I mean, y'all are making some really, really dope stuff.
Appreciate it, bro.
So I guess that knocks out, like, upbringing to a certain extent. I'm sure we'll we're going to get a little deeper.
Right.
But you brought me to the point where you started making music and then started... you know, developing this work relationship with your brother. When did y'all end up getting involved with Dolo in any way?
Well, that happened was because I've always been a networker. So, like, I'm always out and about. I like to meet new people. I'm social to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? So I'll get out and meet people. But I met Dolo through Suave because I met Suave at his birthday party at Collected.
Oh, okay.
Scratch that. No, I met Suave at Atlanta Street Market.
Gotcha.
Through a mutual friend. He introduced me to him, and I'm an artist, so I do all types of mediums of art. So I take photographs, too, so I asked to take a photograph of him. Sent it to the guy who introduced me to him, but I didn't get in contact with him. So I seen him at his 23rd birthday party. I met him when he was 23.
Okay.
So it's like a couple years ago. And he had that the red bands, the drop top joint.
Yeah.
Asked him to take a photo. I said, bro, like, I went on Instagram, sent it to him. He's like, yeah, bro. And from there, it was just, we just, you know, I hit it off. Sent it to him. And then I seen him. It was funny. I seen him like a couple days later at my boy Ralph's house. And we all was just kicking shit, having hella fun.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, bro, shit, pull up to the crib tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow. Like, and it's from there, we just been kicking it like every day.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how I was introduced to Hadi, Janai, those guys. That's how I linked up with the Dolo guys. Like,
right.
But I always, but see, it's deep though, because I always knew Janai from like the hood for real, like hooping and shit. Right. So I always knew Janai, like around the way. It's funny, me and Suave always talk about that shit. Like, we never ran into each other. Like, and our shit is
a lot of the same.
Yeah, the same people.
Yeah, it's just like intermingled, like, same people, same mutuals. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you kind of just like found yourself in the process naturally through that.
I'm always just there, you know, with my brother, you know.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned how you're not social. It's one of my favorite bars on your on Full Force Forward. As I don't talk, I study each and every move. I love that line because that's how I was introduced to you. I just like, you were like, I'm not on social media right now. Do you have, like, I guess this is a question for both of y'all, because I mean, y'all are very tapped in on social media because y'all have like a great marketing scheme, I think.
Appreciate it, bro.
As an overall movement of Dolo, I think y'all have like really like tapped in on presentation. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think it goes all the way down to like your look. I think you dress great. I think
the
cover is insane.
Thanks, like, bro.
What is there a weird relationship with that when you obviously don't want to be on social media as much as you want to be, but you have to promote? Like, I have an extreme, like, personally, I have the most weird relationship with Instagram in that I have to promote a podcast every week, but I don't want to post on Instagram every fucking week.
Bro.
And I know that transcends beyond, you know, my area of just video creating. Like, right. What is that like as artists?
Bro, for me, I tell my niggas, I was like, bro, I should have been this age in the 90s.
Right.
Because I tell my niggas that all the time. It's just something for me. Like I said, when I'm ready to go out, I can. Like, I think it's such a beautiful thing to just go out and meet people and talk to people, because then you're forced to learn. You can't hide behind nothing.
Right.
You know, a lot of these people, well, you're going to be who you're going to be on social media, but
there's a natural facade.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. So it's like,
it's always there.
I don't know. It's just me, bro. I always been like that. I always, when I don't have to be on it, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And just straight like that, honestly. I mean, that's just me, bro.
Yeah.
It's not something I'm trying, because, you know, like, I think people caught on to this new type of marketing scheme to where it's like this mystique thing, and you're trying to act like you're just so less is more. And like, bro, that shit is corny to me. So it's like, but I'm really like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we've been on that shit. So, right. And it's just so much shit niggas don't know. Like, but anyway, no. I don't like being on social media, honestly.
I know. I just wanted to hear from you.
Honestly, bro, because I like to, you know, I like to keep my shit low key. I like people to come out and experience the move, because it's better, bro. It's a new wave that we got anyway. So it's like, come see it, come experience it. But you know, the new generation is on that social shit anyway, so it's just kind of hard. But like, people like you, you know what I'm saying? I kind of like it though, because it draws the people, my tribe to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we know what's up. So when this shit works, it's be like, yeah, it's the gang.
Damn,
bro.
That's kind of crazy. I never thought about it like that. Yeah, like, bro. You're inevitably weeding out the fake.
Yes,
by
bro.
Just doing you.
Yeah, every time. About it like that. Every time, bro.
How about yourself? Like, you don't post too much either. I mean, so like, what do you have, like a weird relationship with social media, or?
I would have to say yes, because.
Gotcha.
I don't really like being on Instagram or Twitter and stuff like that. I used to when I was like first made in and stuff.
Yeah.
Now that like I've been on it, it's just so much nonsense and stuff you could just see that can influence your mind.
Right.
That you just don't really need to see. So.
Dude, the internet is so fucked up for the easily impressionable.
Yeah, that's facts though. Don't get me wrong, some cool funny shit.
I know, but like, this is the shit talking time, because sometimes I don't, and I'm like, bro, this is such a tool, but like, damn, it's draining sometimes.
It is draining, bro. Like, me and him, we always have this thing where we like, bro, we're off Instagram. Like, I'll take about 2 months off.
I'm off right now. I'm not even on it right now.
I think that's why I asked, because, I mean, obviously you just, like, not being on there for the better half of the rest of the year. And then, like, I haven't seen you in a minute, because I remember, I think the last time I saw you, you posted a music video. And I was like, well, that was a while ago. I haven't heard from Ray in a minute. So it was like, oh, Ray, is his album coming out? This is what I asked when I saw you. So
right.
I guess that's going to like move us into full force forward.
Cool.
What was that process like, just shutting off, tapping into the studio? How long did it take you to make the whole thing?
Full force forward took, I could fact check.
Yeah, do that. You
I
got
could
time.
Fact check right now, because before full force forward, it was Peaceful Chaos.
Okay.
That was the album I released before this, right?
Right.
So me, like you know, we work, man. So this came out. Damn, it doesn't have a month on here. I want to say. Yeah, I dropped that. I want to say like midsummer.
Because
I believe I dropped Peaceful Chaos in August, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You know, it all starts to just fucking roll together. Just,
yeah,
but
exactly. It means.
Full force forward, locking in. It was fun, bro. Like, so many songs on there. I got a couple production on there from Ray, of course. My favorite producer to work with, Cuddy. That was, you know, it's just a natural process. It's the same process mostly for all my works. But this time I really did, like, lock in on that to get us. I feel like it's better than my first two releases because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we got more producers on there versus TLM the Angel. My debut was produced all by Ray. Mm-hmm. And then Peaceful Chaos was, that was a little, a couple producers got was on there. More of my production on there. And then Full Force Forward, where it's like my niggas on there.
Yeah.
I got production on there. I'm talking, my flow is better.
Yeah.
Different. I'm talking my shit.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. So Full Force Forward, that process was beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
We got the Suave feature on there, Greenhouse Soldiers. Like, that day was beautiful. It was just so natural. We was just kicking it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Ray turned on the beat. He started making a beat. Ray laid some shit down. He's like, Dre, hey, Suave, you trying to get on this? Yeah. He gets up off the couch, fucking kills it.
Right.
And then it was just, we just could see it was missing something. I was like, hold on, let me get on this.
Yeah.
Filled
hey,
in
Dre said, hey, bro, finish that
right yeah, there. He did. He yeah. said, finish that right there. So I did. And we listened to it. We like, hold on. This is a this is a track.
Definitely rides. I think, I mean, my introduction to you, I can't even really remember the music video title, but you had dropped a music video maybe like a couple days prior to the interview I had with Suave. So this was like August time.
Mm.
I really wish I could remember the title of the music video, but I was like, Jordan, why didn't you show me any of this music? Like, right. he had only really introduced me to Suave and I think Ronnie at the time.
Right.
So I was like, bro, just give me all the music that you know is in this like Dolo eccentric circle. And he gave me that music video. And I was like, dog, this is fire as fuck. Like,
appreciate it, y'all. Appreciate it.
What really drew me into your voice, which you kind of tapped into this, but differently, because you've already said it, the flows are better. The you know, you're just in general performance is better than some of the stuff you've done before.
Thanks.
One of the things that really drew me in on you was your voice, because something about, I don't know, there's something about deep registered voice when they're rapping slash like in like a melodic tone. I think it's like in the liking of like a Night Lavelle or a Bones or someone, some of these underground guys that are just absolutely talented, but it just adds like a little bit more because their voice is deep as hell.
It's like an edge to it.
It drew me in. Yeah. I think you really, really tapped in on a couple of these songs with that because like, it's just like, dog, you can't stop him. Like, you just give him a different flow, a crazier ass beat than the last one, and you have a great project.
Thanks, man.
What do you think, like, if someone were to be like, okay, well, I'm going to give this a chance, but, like, if you had to give me some reference material, who does TLM sound like? Who would you say?
If I had to?
Or you can even turn that around and turn it into influences.
Let me go influences.
Absolutely.
But I will touch on a couple of people that you said.
Okay.
Bro, Night Lavelle. Niggas say I sound like him all the time.
It's even all I heard when I heard your first song.
Like, yes, they be like, yo, you sound like Night Lavelle. Or I remember I was kicking it with my partner one time. And he said, yo, you know, this is before I even knew who he was. He's like, yo, you sound like this dude named Night Lavelle.
Damn.
I was like, let me hear this shit. And I could understand. I'm not the person that'd be like, oh, I don't sound like this. I understand. He's dope. His videos are sick. Like, shout out Night Lavelle. But,
yeah, facts.
When I did check out his shit, shit was inspirational. But yeah, to touch on that. But inspirations, let me get into it, man. I was thinking today, like, if I had to pick three albums to listen to forever, it would be Sade, Love Deluxe, Nirvana, Bleach. Yeah, Nirvana, Bleach.
That is the most underrated album ever.
Yeah, bro, it's the best one too. But anyway, we gonna talk about that.
You just threw me off.
Yeah, we gonna talk about that,
bro. I have been dying on the hill of Bleach being way better than Nevermind,
bro.
For
yeah,
so long, and people.
And you know what's crazy? I was a Nevermind nigga before Bleach.
Me too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you're forced to go listen because it's funny. You listen to Nevermind so much, and you're like, all right, I gotta get some more Nirvana.
Yes,
and then you're going the Bleach and you're like,
no skips either.
No skips. No
skips. That's the album.
Yes, bro.
Yeah,
no skips, bro.
There are no skips. And that,
from
you know,
blue to fucking blue cheese. Blue cheese. Big cheese.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude,
10 out of 10. Like,
okay, so we're gonna have a Nirvana podcast down
the road. Yeah, down the road. Down the but anyway, so we got Sade, Love Deluxe.
Okay.
I Couldn't Love You More. I could listen to that song for the rest of my life.
Facts.
Nirvana, Bleach. But see, the third one, because it's In My Mind by P or In Search Of by N.E.R.D.
Okay, yeah. I'd go to the latter.
Yeah, me too.
I feel
me too, because we get Chad and Shay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going In Search
Of. Oh my God, the production on that is just...
So those are my three influences to want to be, like, you know, great. Like,
okay.
Those are my three influences, but it's so many more. Like, I'm listening to shit, hella shit, because like I said, my dad is a drummer or a jazz artist.
Yeah.
So, like, we can go to Nirvana Bleach, like we said, and then I can go to Esperanza Spalding, if you know who that is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, we got that. Like, I'm fucking with Robert Glasper, and then I'm fucking with Bad Brains.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then we're going to Black Flag, and then we're going to motherfucking Future. You know what I'm saying? So, we're all around.
Dude. But
the only shit I don't
amazing
listen to...
Amazing music taste, by the way.
Thanks, bro.
Like,
thanks.
We're aligning a lot here.
Hell yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying.
And we're getting you too, because I got it. Y'all both sound amazing, so I have to know who's influencing this sound other than yourselves, of course. But
right,
who you got?
Shit, let me see here. It's a lot of people because, as you can tell, he plays all type of music
yeah,
in the car.
I love that.
So I would definitely have to say, with my sound. Damn, it's a lot, bro.
It's a tough question. Nonetheless.
It's a tough question, bro.
Like, it's so much music.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of new people I'm listening to too. Like,
right.
Okay, let me go ahead and Future, okay. Definitely. Pharrell, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at definitely say Nirvana.
Fact.
Then just on the new side of music, I've been listening to Dominique Fike.
Dominic Fike is fire.
I love
I just got into him too.
Album.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I love his shit. Who else I've been listening to that's new? Dang, bro, I had to check my phone
God.
Real quick. Okay.
Just to put y'all onto something, I think y'all would really fuck with him. This guy named 454. Gas. He has a song called Andretti that is insane.
Anything named Andretti is fire.
Oh,
exactly. Literally.
Tame Impala.
Okay, yeah.
Because I like melodic shit.
Facts.
Tori Moy.
Damn. Y'all got some deep cuts. Okay. Like,
yeah,
Lancey Foe. I fuck with his shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out Lancey Foe. That nigga is hard.
That shit, bro.
Right. That's crazy, man.
Billie Eilish, too. I've been listening to her.
Dog.
I love her shit.
Her album is amazing. Her last album.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
And inspiring because she made this shit in her room.
Yeah.
So it's
right.
Like,
I gotta say fucking Kid Cudi, yay.
Oh yeah, can't
Absolutely.
Forget them. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Like it's so many.
Easy.
I gotta
Kid
it's
Cudi,
going
definitely.
Definitely Kid Cudi, bro.
Yeah.
Kid Honestly, Cudi. Quick fact check, like Kid Cudi really gave me my confidence to really be who I am with
right.
my swag and rap. Because when Bro came out and Man on the Moon, like I was just more on the production side of things, making beats, like he said, with the MPC when we got our first MPC around 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
And then I heard that motherfucking Man on the Moon. I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah. And then that shit, I'm like, bruh, this nigga's hard. And he ain't really, he just talking about some real ass shit.
Right.
And then you're in high school, so you got that teen angst in you. And you're like, this shit is hitting.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
bro. I mean, y'all, okay, so in talking to you, I've noticed that y'all are significantly older than me. Because you said middle school 2006. I was like, holy shit, I was a child.
Yeah.
But, I was in, he's older than me.
All right, let's just figure out, how old are you?
I just turned 27 in March.
Okay, happy birthday.
Thanks,
bro. I'm 23.
Okay, so we're the same age.
Yeah.
So I found Kid Cudi, so that's 09, I think that's sixth grade for me. It was the first mixtape he came out with, A Kid Named Cudi, with the prayer on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that's
the name of the shit,
that's
bro.
Kid Named Cudi.
Hey, you my nigga, bro.
Dog.
Hey, that's crazy.
Because, like, that, I mean, he only had, I think, only, like, seven songs on it. It was, like, Pillow Talk or, I think, a couple other ones. But the prayer was, just, I was just like, what the fuck?
With the Band of Horses sample.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was just like,
was the song that made me hear. I was thinking Cudi's on. I was like, that's not it.
Yeah.
It's the prayer, bro. That was the first song where I was like, oh, hell no. I'm rapping, bro.
Yeah. And just like talking about the saddest things, but you're just like, right. at the same time, he's like, you know, I'm the shit too. So like, don't get it twisted. Type yeah. thing. It's just like, how in the hell does someone do that? Because like at the time, that's a foreign concept. I mm-hmm. think. Just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
being incredibly vulnerable, mm-hmm. but also like very bashful at the same time. And the next song, he's talking complete
cool
shit.
As fuck.
Just like, yeah. what the hell?
And that's what I'm saying. That's why it was so cool to me.
I definitely, the more we're talking about it, I definitely see a lot more Cudi in you than I Bruh, had seen.
That's a compliment. That's the highest sure. compliment of compliments, man.
Which, unironically, Cudi ended up being like one of my favorite songs on the entire album. I was just like, mm-hmm. did you produce that?
Cudi. Yeah, he did. I did. He did produce Cudi.
I be forgetting. I make so much shit for
dog. Yeah, yeah.
Forgetting, bro.
Dog. That shit yeah. hits. I was listening to it just yeah, like a couple it. Minutes ago. I was just like,
that's my favorite song right now off the crazy. Tape.
It's that one or Elton John, I think.
You like yeah. Elton John?
I love it.
Yeah, I produced that one.
For real?
Yeah, I made that beat.
So, what do you... okay, so I'm quickly figuring out that you're multifaceted.
Yes.
Both of y'all are.
Yeah.
I guess... we'll go in order. Which one came first? Like, I'm seeing photographer, videographer, artist, producer. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing all of these things. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like came first? And then as you have all of those under your belt, which one are you finding yourself more gravitated to?
Music.
Gotcha.
Music, off top. Music okay. came first. I was playing on pots and pans. My mom was looking for me in the kitchen. I'm an infant in the fucking cabinet banging on shit. Like, so music, bro. Like,
okay.
all day.
And as you added anything to your arsenal, you haven't like oh well, you know,
that I really like,
yeah,
bro.
Or do you feel like
I love it all, bro?
Yeah.
If I could sing better, I would. I want to take vocal classes when I, you know, get my checkup.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Do some Barry White shit.
Yeah, like I love Frank Ocean. Yeah, Frank Ocean. That fucking Blonde album.
You know, as we keep talking, you find a new artist.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And I got to say it because all of these guys.
It's pivotal.
Yeah, bro. All of this shit is like, it's me. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? But if I could sing better, I would. I've been practicing. I've been singing along the songs more like a loose way to practice. But
yeah.
Yeah, bro. I love it all, bro, equally.
Yeah.
But music, if I had to pick one, it would be music.
Gotcha.
Music, like, because that's just me.
Yeah. And Ray,
well, like,
what like what, like oh, if that. As you like added all of these things, like as an artist, you had to be like, okay, well, I'm gonna take care of visuals, photography, mm-hmm. all the things that you do, like out of all of those things, which one do you feel like came to you first, or do you feel like is your favorite thing to do in the process of being an artist?
Definitely music, because gotcha. I always wanted to be a rapper per se or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming home, watching BET 106 in Park every
Facts.
Day.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, yep. And I was young. I was the youngest one in the crib, so I got home first. So I see all the 106 in Park videos, you know Facts. What I'm saying? So I'm watching that shit all day.
Hot. Nah, me too, bro. You know I remember premiere of some videos, man. It's just like, I was sitting my ass right there watching that shit.
So many videos.
Fun
bro.
Fact, I think because I'm just in like a middle school mode right now, I remember when 106 in Park premiered the Mac Miller Internet cover of, oh God, what is the name of the song? It's a song on watching movies with the sound off. It's like, whoa, oh, na, 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 na. I don't know why. It's it just came Mac in my song? Head. Yeah, it's a Mac Miller song, and the Internet covered it with them. God, I don't know. I don't remember the name of the song, but like, I just like have a vivid memory of just sitting there watching it and being like, yo, Mac Miller's all right.
Bro, R.I.P. Mac Miller, dog. For real. And I wasn't, honestly, I haven't got into Mac Miller. Like, it's really? A lot, I'm into a lot of music, but it's a lot of shit I haven't even touched, which is crazy.
Dog, I got you.
It's so Please, much music, bro, because like, niggas be telling me Mac Miller is, like, crazy, and I'd be like, bro, I gotta get into this, but, you know,
yeah,
I need to be pointed in the right direction.
I got you.
Because I can tell he's great, bro.
Yeah, insane.
You can just tell.
In death, too, because his posthumous album is incredible. Like,
you know what my friend did show me?
What?
His, he has an alter ego.
Larry Fisherman. Ego. Larry Fisherman, yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of, it's like in a high-pitched voice. Mm-hmm. That shit was sick.
Super dope.
Yeah, that shit was sick. I was like, yeah, he's great.
Man. Yeah, Mac is... That's my guy for sure. And that was a tough loss. I guess in Lost, you said you lost a close friend to you.
A brother.
A brother.
Yeah, it was three of us.
Our brother. Oh, you did? Wow.
And he did music too. Like.
Oh no. Yeah. So what was that loss like? Did that like?
Bruh, that shit changed everything. Cause like I said, we had it was three of us in a group.
Right. And I'm imagining it was just as collaborative as bro, it is now. Bro,
even better.
Even better.
It's some deep cuts out people don't even know about. I don't even know if I want to say.
Yeah,
because
sure.
I don't know if I want to promote that out and or not. But yeah, bro, it was actually easier. Like, but it changed everything, bro. I had a whole 4-year spiritual process of getting through that. Right. You know what I mean? That's why I feel like I'm 24, because really I was dealing with emotions from 23 to 27. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I went on a whole spiritual process figuring that out, man, and dealing with that. It wasn't a good thing, but I try to see I'm an optimist, so I try to see the good in everything, man.
Yeah.
I remember at his funeral, I had the second to last speech, his mentor, because he played basketball too. He's an amazing basketball player. Okay. Would have went to the NBA. But I was like, if my brother was here, he would be mad that everybody is in here sad.
Right.
So I had got up there. I was just like, man, look, let's smile that we even got to experience Tyreek. That was his name.
Tyreek.
And, you know, it was hard though.
Yeah.
Cause on my family, on us, definitely. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, in that loss, and once again, I'm very sorry about that, guys.
Thanks, bro. Thanks.
But in that, did that, like, reinvigorate your musical purpose or just in general life purpose? Or did it feel like it was, like, at first, like, ugh, a drowner? Or bruh, did it feel like...
It set me on fucking fire.
Okay.
I'm not playing with these niggas, bro. Like, this shit gotta work.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Tyreek would have wanted this shit to work. I'm doing this shit for him.
Yeah.
So now I got a fucking reason to be on these niggas' ass.
Facts.
Like, yeah. So I'm more motivated than ever now. Like, every day I wake up, I'm on fire. My soul is on fire for this shit. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not a game, bro. And I think the only reason it's taking so long for shit to pop is because we do all our own shit, videos, and we're brothers, so we know what each other like. So our vision got to be portrayed a certain way.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
For what we see. That's why it's taking so much longer than it should. But yeah.
Well, honestly, I mean, being as a creative in general and, you know, just putting out any form of art and knowing that it's going to take longer and it's not going to be an overnight thing, I'd say y'all are well on your way to doing whatever it is you want to do, because it's there. The passion approach is, it's not unforeseen. Like, y'all are in this shit to win it, and it's very obvious, and I'm just a fucking fan. That's it.
Hey, man, I'm a fan of you, bro. I like how you can conversate very well, bro.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I noticed that about you. Like, you know, when you talk to some folks and you're kind of talking and then both y'all kind of don't know where the fuck this shit going to go.
Yeah.
Like, to use a disgusting word that I hate, awkward, but I appreciate that about you. Like, when every time we chop it up, you always got the comeback. And then because, you know, I'm an intellect, so I can bounce off of that.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
I think it's just my introspectiveness. Like, I stay here a lot, so I just kind of practice conversation sometimes.
That's sick, though.
And also, I kind of practice doing interviews every now and then. Like, I didn't do any at all in 2019. Like, we started this podcast in 2018, and then I started interviewing people, and then I took a year off to do, like, funding shit, just working my ass off.
Right.
And 2020 came, so I was like, okay, I gotta get back into interviews. And my first, like, big interview back to doing it was Suave.
Right, that's a big deal.
And I was nervous as fuck. So I was just like, you know, you just find yourself practicing this shit. Uh-huh. And I think through it, I've just kind of like loosen the fuck up.
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes, I forgot who said this shit, but whoever said this shit, thank you. Work ethic eliminates fear.
That's fucking facts. I like
Yeah, that. Bro. So whenever I get like that and shit, I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm finna go work.
Yeah.
You know facts. What I mean? Like, let's get to work. Like, Hell let's yeah. do this shit. Mm-hmm. But facts. Yeah.
So the whole death, it really reinvigorated, made you like really hungry. And I think that kind of all ties into the title, which I love the title, Full Force Forward. What Thanks, does bro. That mean to you? Like, when you came up with that, what was your purpose with calling it that?
Around that time, I was, it's really simple, bro. It's not even like, it's just all about going forward. Let's mm-hmm. keep this shit going. Let's fucking break these walls forward. Yeah. Like, let's go. You right. know what I mean? That's, let's get the, let's move the art forward. Let's move all this shit forward. Like, yeah. you know what I'm saying? And if you listen to the tape, it sounds forward. Like, it's new. It's a different sound. It's something crisp. It's different.
Yeah.
It might, like, you might listen to it first time, you're like, oh, but it's cool. And then you listen to it some more, and it's just pushing the intelligence and acceptance of art forward.
Yeah.
That's really what it means to me.
You know, it's funny. That's kind of what happened to me. Because I think listening environment is super important to me. Like,
yeah, it is. It is.
A lot of people don't really understand that. Because, like, I think I was with my friend Noah, and he was like, oh, man, Madlib just dropped a new beat tape. You want to hear it? And I was like, no, I'm going to listen to that in my room. Like,
yeah, oh, God.
But there's some stuff where I'm like, yeah, put it on the car. Like, if Future drops an album right now, play it in the car. But yeah, like, there's some things that I just need to listen to in my room. And
yeah, fair.
I found myself listening to yours with Noah driving, and I was like, yeah, it's straight. Like, mm-hmm. I can see the potential. I got mm-hmm. in my room, and I was bumping, bro. Like, yeah. It was like, right? Yeah, I'm like, oh, nigga, this Cuddy shit right here is kind of crazy.
Right.
And, you know, listening environment is really important to me. So, like, finding myself, like, getting used to it in my room, I listen to it everywhere now. And I think that I think that's something that's really important about a record. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that you can find yourself listening to it anywhere after you get comfortable with it, of course.
Right.
It's a new piece of art. You just like give it time.
Right.
So again, congratulations. I'm a super fan.
Thanks, bro.
If we're gonna keep it in the vein of Full Force Forward, what's next for y'all?
Bro, like you said earlier, bro, we're always working. I already have my next album name, and I'm 4 songs, 5 songs in.
Hell yeah.
And I'm so definitely coming out with my album soon.
Need that, right?
I'll cut you off.
No, you good.
Nah.
We want to hear this nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to know what that
shit is. If y'all ain't know this nigga, Ray.
Roses on the Floor coming soon, definitely. That's what I've been working on.
What's the name of it again?
Roses on the Floor.
Yeah.
And I know the cover is going to be gas because, like,
gas.
Bro, I can't get over your cover.
Like, thanks, bro.
That was the hard.
That cover is hard. Bro.
It's crazy. Did you do that yourself?
No. A friend shot the picture.
Okay.
It's film. And then my boy Ralph edited.
Okay.
You know Ralph.
Yeah,
he edited it. So that's how that came about. But it's funny because I had a different cover before that. But I ended up taking that picture later down the road.
Mm-hmm.
The person who shot the picture, her name is Gabby.
Okay.
So we always link up and take pictures or whatever. Mm-hmm. We respect each other from a photography standpoint. So that's how that came about. We was kicking shit. And our process of taking photos is just kind of fun. We're having fun around the town.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I mean? I don't know, but that's how that picture came about with the hoodie.
Yeah.
And I got that after I thought I was going to use the other photo that she took. And I thought to myself, because I really was going to drop 2 tapes at once.
Oh, okay.
So I had another picture. And when I went to Ralph to edit it out, it was just, we sat there, and when we did it, we was like, yo, the fuck? This shit's hard.
Yeah.
And I said, fuck the other tape, dude. Right. Yeah. This covers the one, because it gives you on some Kanye shit, like, covers are important again feeling.
Very fast. Dude, okay, I we have to talk about
this. Yeah, let's.
Because covers are so essential, but we've entered a generation or an era where Spotify and Apple are like doing like the video covers or whatever and not doing the regular just cover. And I'm like, I hate that shit.
Yo, actually, I got a bone to pick with Spotify.
Let's do it.
Yo, y'all niggas be like, when I be re-editing my tapes, because, you know, I'm a perfectionist, and I be trying to turn in my shit, and I revamp it, and I put it in the right amount of time, and y'all don't take my shit down. Like, bro, this is a little cut, but... Bro, it's two songs on Spotify that's not supposed to be out right now.
Deadass.
Yes. On the tape. Like, oh, so I'm asking people, what songs are your favorite? And they're telling me the songs that are not supposed to be on there.
Damn.
And I'm like, fucking Spotify, dog. That's trash. So, yeah, trash. Spotify. We need to have a meeting.
Yeah, they gotta fix that.
You feel me?
Damn.
But, yeah.
They fucking up.
But, yes, covers are very important. Yeah, yeah. And I feel like if anyone's just, like, scrolling and they see yours, they're definitely gonna click because that shit is...
Yeah, because you don't even know the artist, but you just pick, just like, damn, I just want to see what it sounds like.
Exactly. It's an art. It's kind of like what vinyl, you know, crate digging is. Like, you're like, I don't know. I don't know what this is, but the cover's cool. I don't
even know who this is or what this is, but the junk look fire.
Exactly. So I'm going to grab it.
And that's my tribe. Mm-hmm. That's my tribe. That's my people. Like, that's how I shop.
Yeah.
Like, what's a good example? Like, the fucking... all of the NERD albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Are we talking about like good covers?
Yeah. Like him sitting on a couch, Shay playing the.
Okay. Yeah. That's a fantastic you're like, cover.
Nigga, that's me. I do that.
That Tame Impala cover. Like, it just looked crazy.
Oh, yeah. Currents? Like, yeah. Even the like, Slow the Rush cover is like really like. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck is
it
this?
It makes you like,
what is this? I'm just going to get this.
My nigga said, they music sound like the first time you had sex. Yeah, bro. Shout out Tame Impala, man. They're sick, man.
Absolutely.
They did some awesome work on motherfucking, what's that? What's Travis' album?
Astroworld.
Oh, Astroworld.
Yeah. God, what song? Skeletons.
Yeah,
Skeletons.
Yeah, they're hard.
That's another cover.
Yes.
For sure.
He killed it.
Astroworld's insane.
Bro.
Oh, man. I feel like we could talk for days.
Yeah, we could.
We could.
That's why I wanted to do this with you, because I don't like doing interviews with people that don't know shit about music.
And there's a lot of them.
And that's why we're here, right? Because it's about the music.
Absolutely.
Like, we can get into other shit, but yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, they're blowing you up, man.
Dog. got like three things to do at the same time. But I hate to cut this short, but like... I guess, like, just for the purpose of, like, getting people to listen to your album.
Yeah.
Get them out of the way. Go fucking stream forward.
Fuck all that talking, man. Go live to my shit.
Bitch, real right talk, now, man.
And then come back and listen to come his childhood back,
man.
Story.
You'll see. We'll be higher levels, man.
Exactly.
So,
for real. To get us out of here, I think that we got to play at least one song off the album. I think I'll prompt it this way. I don't want to do your favorite. If you could make a music video for any video or any song on there right now, which one would it be?
It would be easily Givenchy, Matthew Williams.
There you have it. Thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. I hope to have y'all on again, because I feel like we have so many more music conversations
definitely
to get
do
into.
This again.
For sure.
Definitely.
So shout out to Ray, shout out to TLM, and we out here, boys. See you.
Later.
All right, y'all.
Bitch in a pretzel, she like how I stretch her. Bro, finesse, flexer. Only want sex, not a texter. X me wouldn't have left her. New me curve to the left her. And that Glock don't make you valid. I'm a cool nigga about my salad. Stack money, get nachos. She been for the streets, that's nachos. She throwing it back like a yo-yo. Bouncing on me like a pogo. Not about guap, it's a no-go. Since day one, been no-ho. The one like numero uno. Pull up, pay me go-go's, Walk in, look, book, you man art, I can style you. Walk in, look, book, you man art, I can style you. Rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy. Walk in, look, book, you man art, I can style you. Walk in, look, book, you man art, I can style you. Rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy. Rockin' Givenchy. Bitch tried to kick me to the side, wait till I'm up. Niggas tried to flex on me, wait until my paper up. Used to not get in, now we walking through the front. Trunk was in the back, now the trunk is in the front. Bitch tried to kick me to the side, wait till I'm up.
on me, wait until my paper up. Used to not get in, now we walking through the front. Trunk was in the back, now the trunk is in the front. Walking look, book, you yeah. Mean art, I can style you. Walking look, book, you yeah. Mean art, yeah. I can style you. Rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy. Walking look, book, you mean art, I can style you. Walking look, book, you mean art, I can style you. Rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy, rockin' Givenchy. Season.